Hi, Darren Hardy here again. The great Vince Lombardi famously said, "We would accomplish many more things if we did not think of them as impossible." It's true. Impossible only exists in our head. You heard the story about the Invisible Children's founders. What would have seemed impossible to 99.9% of everyone else didn't even occur to them. Thus, they made the possible possible. You'll notice I said possible and not impossible, because it always was possible, obviously, or it wouldn't have happened. All that was necessary was to have those who thought it so and act on it accordingly. This is an amazing phenomenon, actually. So much is possible, well beyond our current imagination. In fact, it's only our imagination that limits our manifestation of it. The possibilities exist. They are there, waiting for us. And the only thing needed to unlock them is someone not believing them impossible, someone just acting as if it was possible and then making it so. It's like they are just grabbing at the prize that already exists in front of them. It's there, ready, and waiting. The only constraint is our mind. Our mind thinking it impossible, that it's not there. Wild, ain't it? I think that's why the young tend to be the revolutionaries, the lightning rods of change. This is when, quote-unquote, ignorance is bliss, so to speak. It's an advantage. They aren't mature enough, or jaded enough, really, to think it not possible. We all need to regain that mental freedom. Many times, as we age, we allow our mind to become imprisoned by our accumulated fears, disappointments, and scraped knees. We need to remember, all things are possible to those who believe them so. All things. There is very little outside our capability. It only takes a believing mind. The extraordinary, the amazing, the unthinkable, the seemingly impossible has been achieved over and over and over again by those who simply believed it so and acted accordingly. That's what I want for you, for your life, for your journey, for your achievements, unbridled, unconstrained, untethered belief in the possible. So one cool thing that I want to suggest that we all do from something Tony Hsieh said at the end, he said, everyone has some sort of superpower. That's true if you think about it. What I'd like to ask you to do is to identify yours. What's your superpower? Write it down. For instance, I think my superpower is my ability to make complex simple. Here's what that's like. Let's say life or a situation is like a 3D movie, and most people don't have the glasses. So the situation looks fuzzy, perplexing, overwhelming, really. For some reason, for me, it's like I have the 3D glasses. I can see clearly what the key issues are. I can simplify complex situations and boil it down to the essential vital factors. Essentially, it's what I do for you, each issue of success, in my books, on my blog, and in my keynotes. They are simplifications of complex and perplexing situations, and then distillations of the best ideas from an industry of knowledge. I have no idea why or how I got this superpower. Certainly, I've probably had more compressed experiences and reference points than most folks, but I think that that only strengthened and sharpened this unique superpower. I think I've always had it, and it's probably why I ended up doing what I'm doing now. It fits my superpower. And ultimately, that's exactly what I want you to do. Identify your superpower, which will then lead you to figuring out how you can gain leverage by honing it and utilizing it. Additionally, I want you to identify the five most important people in your life that are responsible for supporting your success. These are probably people on your leadership team. I want you to identify their superpower as their leader and collaborator. It's important that you help them. One, make sure that they know what it is, and two, that they further develop, hone, focus, and utilize this unique power to their advantage. They were given that superpower for a reason. It would be a shame if they didn't utilize it. Imagine if you could leap buildings in a single bound, but you never did, or fly, or swing from spider webs shot out of your wrists, or make it storm at will. Imagine if you could sell, motivate from stage, solve financial equations, raise money for important causes, design universe-denting products, but never did. That would be a shame and a great loss to those around you and the world at large. So, in conclusion, think it possible. Give up on impossible. It's all possible. It's waiting for you to act as if it is. Next, identify your superpower and fly with it. Then identify the superpower of those around you and help them see it, use it, and maximize it. Become your own Fantastic Four or X-Men group. Do all that and the word impossible becomes I'm possible. It is possible. We are possible. We can achieve all that's possible. All right. Well, I hope that this issue of the Success Magazine CD has been as encouraging and as inspiring for you as it has been for me. I can't wait to learn about all the possible things you will accomplish as a result of the inspiration this issue has provided for you. By the way, if you want to support Jason and the truly amazing organization of Invisible Children to continue to make what others say is impossible possible, I encourage you to go to invisiblechildren.com to learn how you can help them and support them. With your support, they can affect more change than you might even think possible. And that, by itself, is a useful investment. As a member of their board of directors, I want to personally thank you for supporting them as well. They renew my belief every day that I need to think it possible. They continue to prove that it is. They are amazing. Thanks for joining me for this extraordinary issue of the Success Magazine CD. As this is the first issue of 2014, I want to wish you a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. And my wish is that you make this year, the year you finally believe it possible, the year you do what everyone around you says is impossible, the year you really go for it, far further than you could ever even see before, beyond your previously limited but wild imagination. Make 2014 the year you do something big. Something great, something extraordinary. You can. You only need to believe it so and act accordingly. The world will organize around your expectations. Go for it. In the meantime, I'll look forward to seeing you online and then in the next issue of Success Magazine.
To learn how to share success with your friends and business associates, visit success.com. While you're there, sign up to receive the free newsletter, Seeds of Success, to get great ideas, inspiration, and quotes delivered to your inbox every week. Success Magazine Audio, copyright 2014 by Success, all rights reserved.